Hi, this is Autumn. Welcome to Mindful Mondays. Thanks for joining us this week. Go ahead and get into a comfortable position. You can be joining us seated at your desk. Maybe you're at home in a comfortable chair, sitting on the floor, on your couch. You could even be lying down, or you could take this as a walking meditation. Just be sure if you are using this as a walking meditation that you keep your eyes open in times when I might cue that you're welcome to close your eyes. So go ahead and get comfy and let's begin. So to start, take a nice deep inhale, everyone. Once you've reached the top of that inhale, see if you can take one more sip of air in and then open your mouth, let all that air out. Take that again, deep inhale. Maybe one more sip in at the top. And then exhale, let that breath go. And then find a little more length through your spine, sitting up nice and tall wherever you are, and just drop your head over to one side. So feeling a little stretch for the neck. Either staying here in this side neck stretch, or maybe roll your chin forward down to your chest. Wherever you ended up, inhale the head back upright. And then on your exhale, drop your head over to the other side. So ear drops down towards the shoulder, feeling a stretch down the opposite side of the neck. You're welcome to stay here or roll the chin to the chest. Head drops forward for one breath. And inhale, bring the head back up. So just seated wherever you are, go ahead and next inhale, look up and try to reach your chest up towards the ceiling. So you're arching your spine a little bit. And then exhale, drop your chin to your chest. Let your spine curl towards the back of your chair or wherever you are. Inhale, look up, bring the chest up. And exhale, dropping the chin to the chest, curling the spine. Take that one more time. Inhale, looking up, chest reaching up. And then exhale, dropping. Coming back up to a long spine. Inhale, open the arms wide like a T, if you can, kind of scoot so you have some space if you're in a small area. Inhale here, open the arms really wide. Exhale, cross one arm over the other, coming into a self hug. We'll just stay here, one breath in, one breath out. Start to release that hug shape and we'll go back to the wide arms. Arms open on your inhale. Opposite arm this time on top, wrapping into that self hug. Breath in. And breath out. Let's take that one more time. Each side, inhale, open the arms wide. Exhale, cross into a hug. Maybe feel your elbows pull forward and away from the chest so your shoulder blades are stretching a little bit wider on the back body. And then next inhale, open wide one more time. Exhale, cross into that self hug. Maybe the elbows again reaching forward, stretching the shoulder blades away from the spine. And then release. Roll your shoulders back a couple times. And then grab your elbows with opposite hands. So you've made like a little square with your arms. And then you're just gonna take a little rocking side to side. So rock your elbows side to side. And as you do that, let the arms come up in front of the chest. Maybe they even come up overhead. And then let the arms come right back down. So keeping that rock going, just switch how you're grabbing. So the other forearm is kind of on top
and then rocking again side to side. This is just taking a little release for the upper back, thoracic spine. So as you're rocking elbows side to side, the arms come up in front of the chest, maybe even up overhead, and then bring them right back down. Release that. Take a moment to let your breath calm down. My heart rate, my breath always increases when I do that. Maybe you notice the same. And then if you're in a place where you can, just push your chair back and stand up. Cross one ankle in front of the other. So I've got my right ankle crossed in front, and then I'm gonna grab my right wrist with my left hand, and then I'm gonna reach up and over to the left side. And it doesn't matter if you have the opposite ankle or you're reaching the opposite way, you'll still get a nice side stretch. And then uncross, switching sides. So now I've got left over right. Right hand is grabbing the left wrist and reaching into a side stretch. And then release that. Come back to your chair or back to sitting, or if you'd like to remain standing, you're welcome to. And settling in for a different breath pattern for alternate nostril breath. And I love to do this breath pattern at the beginning of the fall, but it's also a pretty challenging one to do. If you have any allergies or kind of stuffiness going on, it might be not the best breath practice for you in this moment. So you can always do mental alternate nostril if the full version doesn't work for you. To do the full version, you're gonna take a finger or a thumb and close off one nostril. You'll breathe in through the other nostril. At the top of your inhale, you'll switch nostrils, so close off the other one with a different finger, and then exhale through the opposite side. Stay on this side, inhale back through that same nostril. At the top, switch nostrils, and then exhale out the other side. So you'll always be switching sides at the top of your inhale. Once you exhale out one side, you'll stay on that side for your next inhale. So we'll take a few rounds. Again, if this doesn't work for you, if your nose is a little stuffed up today and you can't breathe through both sides, then you can just imagine you're switching sides here. So starting on whichever side you'd like today, close off one nostril, inhale through the other. Switch at the top, exhale. Inhale here, switch at the top, exhale. Inhale here, switch at the top, exhale. Inhale, switch, exhale. Take a couple more rounds. So go at whatever rate you need to. If that means you're breathing a little faster than I am, that's fine. If you're breathing a little bit slower, that's also fine. Take one more full breath. After the next time you inhale, release both nostrils and exhale. And then just notice how the breath would like to settle back again. So maybe you drop right back into your natural breath pattern. Maybe you notice the breath is a little bit slower or calmer. If you feel like you have cleansed a little bit of stuff through the nose and you need to grab a tissue and blow your nose, you're welcome to do that, of course. That is a pretty common occurrence with that alternate nostril. This is a cleansing breath practice. It's also a balancing breath practice. And I chose it for today also as we enter this time of change. So we're at the beginning of a new season. And whether it's a change in weather, in season, in something else in our lives, oftentimes change is hard to deal with. And so we might notice that a lot of conflict or turmoil in our life is often caused by us trying to stay attached to things or people or situations, wanting to keep everything the same. Take a breath in. Let that breath go. Notice, can you sit up a little taller here? If your eyes are open, maybe consider allowing them to close. And as you sit here and notice your breath, notice how your body might really subtly change as you're breathing. Whatever you notice is totally fine. Maybe you notice some movement, the chest maybe rising and falling a little bit. Maybe you notice a desire to shift your position a little bit as you deepen the breath. So even as we are sitting still, there's still this change happening within our breath, within our body. And that's a pretty easy change to feel good about. We don't try to hold our body static and still or the same. Yet we often try to do that with other areas of our life. We resist a person changing and therefore our relationship with that person changing. When daily habits or our work routines need to change, that can be hard to adjust to. But being open to allow things in our life to constantly change is going to create a lot less stress on us. If we can recognize the only thing that ever stays the same is that everything will always change. And so can we remind ourselves of those things that we are grateful for and happy about as we're in this time of seasons changed. Several folks have mentioned the change to some cooler weather is making them happy. It's a pretty good thing to bring back up into your mind to remind yourself that change can be welcome, it can be calming. So as you're here, notice if there's an area of your life where some change is happening or change is needed, but yet maybe you're a little hesitant or resistant to that change. This could be something in your work routine. It could be a habit in your daily life. It could be a relationship that needs to change a little bit. As you focus back again on your breath, allowing your body to subtly change with the inhale and the exhale. As the seasons change around us, can you let those things in your life change as they might need to? Also, So just as we're coming now into the leaves on the trees are changing colors, can you be open to other change as it comes in your life? Settle back to the breath, noticing the inhale and the exhale. Take a deep breath in, just like how we started. Full inhale at the top. See if you can sip in a tiny bit more air. Open your mouth, let that breath go. Once again, breathing in. Inhale a little bit more. Exhale. Noticing those subtle changes in the body as you breathe. Whatever maybe came into mind as an area in your life where maybe there's a change happening or maybe a change needs to happen, can you cultivate a feeling of being grateful for this change? Embracing the constant ebb and flow, inhale and exhale throughout our lives. Take one more breath where you are. And then if your eyes are closed, start to blink them open. Bring your focus back to your environment, the space you're in right now. Gently drop one ear towards one shoulder. Circle the chin through the chest and over to the other side. Circle the chin back to the chest and then inhale, bring the head back upright. Roll the shoulders up, back and down. Close here with our meditation.
Thank you for joining us for Mindful Mondays, and I hope you will join us again next week.